Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 30th of July. Starting off with Ariana Resources, where after that two-month consolidation within a very narrow range either side of 4 pence, we've finally had the breakout, something to celebrate. That initial peak, 4.65, now the stop loss on the buy argument, the technical one, and that's sort of just below the first gap that the shares delivered. Normally good gaps come in threes, or gap moves come in threes, so maybe we've got one more to go. Top of the channel there from October up to 7 pence, and as I says, the money management around the 4.65 pence level, although ideally we don't actually go below or remain below 5 pence ahead of the upside. Next situation is one which has been given a bit of a punch in the recent past, but looks rather more encouraging now. As always, one has a sense of trepidation as far as looking at Woodford, former Woodford situations. But Allied Mines celebrating key reversal to the upside and breaking the 200-day moving average at 38 pence. That does suggest that we've changed our tack. Technically, we've broken that line of resistance as well from January, and now looking to see what the potential upside here could be. At this stage, probably up to 60 pence at the top of that rising trend channel from January, the best case scenario on tap over the next month or so. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for that 38 pence peak from, 42 pence peak from the beginning of June to be broken on an end of day or weekly close basis before feeling that it may be safe to come out. Another stock where it might be safe to come out is Blue Rock Diamonds. Here we've got a situation where the shares are in a falling triangle there. It's like a falling wedge, effectively. 45 pence at the top of the triangle there. It would be nice to see an end-of-day close today above the bottom of that gap at 40 pence. That would complete a bear trap gap reversal. But at least if we break that May resistance line at 45 pence, the upside then could be opened up to as high as 90 pence at the top of the broadening triangle from March. This stage, I suppose, back below 35 pence is the stop loss. That was mid-July support for the shares. Update from Big Dish today, and the shares have done what they were missing technically over the last month or so, i.e. breaking that line of resistance from February at 2.7 pence. Need to see an end-of-day close above that, but at least while we're above the line at 2.5, there could be further pushes to the upside. Clearly, there is some resistance up to 3.2 pence June resistance, but if we have broken out and the gap suggests that we might have done that, then the upside here could be the top of that trend channel from this time last year, as high as 6 pence. So above 2.5, a chance, another chance at 6 pence for Big Dish. Empire Metals bumping along the bottom of its rising trend channel around the 1.7 pence level. It's held on several occasions before since April. Let's see if it does the same here. But at least while we're above 1.7 pence, which is yesterday's low, chance of a rebound and a zigzag back up to the top of the channel. For cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average at 2.02 pence. J Wing is next, and here we can see that stock bounced quite nicely off the floor of this broadening triangle from December. The low in June was 2.5 pence. The low so far this month, the low in June was actually 1.8 pence. The low so far this month, 1.83, so slightly higher low and a gap higher today. So end of day close through the 50-day moving average at 2.7 pence. Could be the start this time of a push towards that 6 pence plus broadening triangle target. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for a clearance of 3 pence, which was July resistance to date, before pressing the buy button. A stock that looked like it might never get off the ground, but had its fans on Twitter and elsewhere, was Malvern, or has been Malvern. Interesting today that we've just managed to break above the 20-day moving average at 0.16 pence. Like to see an end-of-day close above 0.16 and that line of resistance from June in order to feel more confident about the upside. At least while we're above 0.16, the 50-day moving average at 0.23 could be the initial target, even if you don't believe that the top of that triangle there from May at 0.5 is on. Obviously, back below 0.12, 0.11 would rather kill the recovery argument in the near term. Micro Daisyac is next, and here we have a situation where the shares have quite comprehensively cleared that line of resistance from the beginning of May. That was around 0.55 pence, so at least while we're above that, the recovery is in progress. Obviously, we had a higher low for July versus that seen in March, so 0.31 versus 0.3, which is slightly helpful. But an end of day close today above the 50-day line would be a shot in the arm for the bulls and mean that we're looking for not only a retest of the 200-day moving average, but best-case scenario target at that resistance line projection from March heading towards 2 pence. Next up, a stock which where I can't quite understand the fundamentals of why the shares might be rising, but you can't argue with this the recent moves that we've had for Equatorial Palm Oil. Already hit the top of that broadening triangle, which I presume was the target the last time I looked at the shares. Current situation is that at end of day or end of week close above the intraday July high at 0.5 pence could give us a further reasonable upside and give us a new target towards 1.1 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. Weekly close above the 50-day moving average at 0.56 pence would obviously be a great positive for the shares, but above 0.5, looking pretty well settled there for Equatorial Palm. Stock which I've looked at recently but seems to be flourishing better by the day is Rainbow Rain Earth, already almost at the initial target that was here for the shares at 4 pence. While we're above the late June resistance at 3.2 pence, looking for further upside ahead of 4 pence or above 4 pence, and that could be as high as the top of that January resistance line projection at 5.5 over the next month or 6 weeks. Last stock of the day is Sarium, and here we're looking at a stock which is now in a what looks to be a mid-move consolidation, rather wide one between 0.75 and let's say 1.1 pence. So we need to see some clarity on what's going on there. Ideally, we get a decent end-of-day close above that mid-channel resistance line at 0.95 tomorrow or today, I suppose, even. Above 0.95, we would be much more confident that we could hit that 1.4 pence target over the following month after the 0.95 close. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.